in Ivory Coast, you have a media that is divided along partisan political loyalties. You have a state media and a handful of private newspapers who are supporting incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo. And you have, as well, on the other side, a handful of private newspapers who are supporting Alassane Ouattara. And the Ouattara camp has also launched its own TV station, which the Gbagbo camp is calling a pirate station.
How are the warring factions in Ivory Coast using the media to advance their cause? And is this only limited to the south, or also the north is affected?
In the north of the country, you have a few media outlets that are controlled by rebels and which are essentially propaganda outlets. So as there is in the south, in Abidjan, a struggle for power, there is also a battle being fought for control of the media, and it's being fought through the airwaves, through the newspaper columns. And we have seen essentially tit-for-tat reprisals by both sides against their critics in the press. So we have seen supporters of Ouattara or rebels or forces aligned with Ouattara harass or attack journalists and outlets that are sympathetic to Gbagbo and vice versa.
Now, some would say that media practitioners are not supposed to take sides in conflicts. They're supposed to be neutral. And in this case, you've said that there are some pro-Gbagbo and pro-Ouattara media. Doesn't that essentially make them prone to attacks?
Yes, absolutely. Their partisanship increases the risks they face as journalists, because they are seen as militants or agents, and so, of either Gbagbo or Ouattara. So it increases their risk. And in times of crisis, they should be reporting responsibly and doing their jobs of impartially giving both sides a chance to express themselves. But we do have partisan media all over the world, even in the United States. And so expressing one opinion should not be a crime, really, and should not justify the kind of harassment that we have seen.